How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you by A Tale of Two Hygienists in partnership with Dentist RX. And now, please welcome your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. Okay, everybody, now that you are experts in introduction to grading and current grading parameters, let's take a look, shall we, at how we identify grade A for a patient. And I want to be very clear, we grade patients who have active periodontal disease. Some clinicians do get in the habit of grading all patients. That is not necessarily a requirement from the AAP. But some of our colleagues have started to integrate grading our patients that have gingivitis based on other overt risk factors that may elevate the propensity that the patient may experience gingivitis moving into periodontitis in a faster progression. Nevertheless, let's take a look, shall we? Grade A, this is considered slow rate of the disease process, meaning the patient has active periodontitis, yet the disease process itself is very slow moving. And here's the criterion we look at. First, from a direct evidence standpoint, this patient has not experienced any radiologic bone loss or clinical attachment loss over the past 5 years. In addition, we can also take a look at things like indirect evidence, meaning the amount of bone loss based on the patient's age is minimal. If you take the amount of bone loss and you divide it by the patient's age, it should be less than 0.25. So to really think about this, this should be a patient who, based on their age, is not experiencing overt bone loss. Their case phenotype. These are patients that will likely present with high biofilm concentrations. They have plaque everywhere, and yet you debride that plaque, and underneath, where you should see tons of attachment loss, you should see tons of overt bone loss, what you actually see is low destruction. When patients present with heavy biofilm but low destruction, it indicates that from a risk factor standpoint, we may not necessarily experience a very quick or very overt reaction of the body to the presence of biofilm. From a grade modifier standpoint, this is a non-tobacco user and a non-diabetic patient. I want to be very clear, the moment the patient is a diabetic or is a tobacco user, the patient will automatically move into a grade B or grade C based on the identifiers of how much they smoke or, in the diabetic case, what their hemoglobin A1C reading is. One final piece that I will share is that as we're looking at systemic impact, patients that are considered a grade A slow rate will have a low concentration in their high sensitivity C-reactive proteins, less than 1 mg/L. And this, of course, is identified in the practices that are a bit more progressive and are measuring these systemic inflammatory markers. Stay tuned, next week as we talk about grade B, moderate rate and progression of the disease process. This has been another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you in part by Dentist RX, makers of the IntelliSonic line of power brushes. Find out more by visiting their website at dentistrx.com. We'll see you next week for another Fast Facts.